They come here to pray. They come here to get married. They come here for their baptisms. They come here to be buried.
Joe Hayes is ringing the church bell at St. Patrick's Irish Settlement in rural Madison County. He's the farmer who wrote the letter inviting Pope John Paul II to come here during his first trip to the U.S.
And the Pope turned to me in a real bass voice and says, "Ah, the farmer. We are all farmers."
October 4th, 1979 was the biggest day in the country parish's 157-year history. The Pope stopped here first in a symbolic salute to rural America. As he gave Mass and hugged children, multitudes of Iowans had gathered for his appearance at Living History Farms, a crowd estimated at well over 300,000. The Most Reverend Morris Dingman was bishop of the Des Moines Diocese.
"To a pilgrim Pope, we a pilgrim people.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the land is God's gift to all of you who are farmers and all who are associated with agricultural production. I want to say this: the Church highly esteems your work."
He extended his hand to me and said, "Poska?" And I said, "Yeah, and I'm a farmer." And he said, "God bless you."
30 years ago, Maria Vakulskis Roseman had just married a farmer when she assisted in the Mass reading.
He spoke of land stewardship. He encouraged it. He challenged us for it. And we've spent a lifetime basically taking him up on that challenge.
The couple took the Pope's message to heart and converted their farm outside Harlan to all organic.
The seed that the Pope planted was the beginning of Catholic environmental theology. Courses are taught, degrees are offered. As an academic discipline, it has grown into a full flower.
Father Bud Grant was at the Pope's side during the Mass. He's now a professor of theology at St. Ambrose University and a Catholic environmentalist.
In the last 30 years, we've seen the continued pressure on the farming communities, the toxification of our soils and streams. The situation on the ground is more dire than it was by a long shot.
For farmer Joe Hayes, the meaning of the Pope's visit became deeply personal when his mentally challenged son suddenly left his seat and rushed onto the altar during the ceremony.
Paul had been pretty active in his hyperactivity. And this Holy Father had such a good feeling for Paul's needs that he didn't balk at all, and he gives him a blessing. For that frame of time after that, for over a year, Paul smoothed up, leveled out, and lived a pretty normal life. Who would have ever guessed?
Family members will bear mixed emotions when they return to St. Patrick's for this Sunday's anniversary Mass. Sadness over the loss of son Paul 2 years ago, and joy for what they believe was divine intervention from Pope John Paul. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.